Stylize your room this semester with Bed Bath & Beyond at UBC Bookstore starting August 10th, as well as a great selection of supplies and technology. Don't forget to pick up some tasty snacks and fresh local salads in their new convenience store. Located at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard, UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support UBC Campus.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That first track that you heard there is called, Western Thrills by Brave Station, and that's from their album Giants and Dreamers. They're a band from Toronto, and the album's actually really good. You can listen to it all on Bandcamp, and Western Thrills is one of the free tracks, so you could download that if you like that song that you just heard there. Star School is happening next week. I don't know where the summer went. It's just been flying by. It's really hectic on campus. If you've been here right now, the front of the sub has completely been, taken out. It's just a giant pit right now. There's first years running around. There's orientations going on. Froshes are happening. This weekend is move-in day for all the students living on res. So, yeah, it's going to be a really hectic time until school starts next week, but it's pretty exciting. It's always a kind of mixed time of excitement and nervousness and dread when school starts, but I mean, it happens every year, and I guess here we are again in September. Hope you guys have all had a good summer so far. This Friday, we're actually having our CITR student executive orientation, getting everything underway, getting everything sorted out for September. So that's exciting. Gonna see all the new execs for next year. Again, having everyone together back since summer. Since we've seen everyone, I think the last time we saw everyone was May, so it's gonna be exciting. It'll be good to have that happen. Also, this Sunday is Victory Square Block Party. Last hurrah before everyone gets busy with school and work, I guess. So definitely go and check that out if you have time. Again, that's going to be this Sunday. It starts at 2 p.m. That's going to be at Victory Square on Pender and Canby. And got a cool lineup this year. There's going to be Blue Whistling Horse playing, Love Cuts, Korean Gut, Manic Wonderful, Too High Crew, Weed, Indian Wars, The Ballantines, and Mode Modern. So if you like any of those bands, definitely go check it out. And if you've never heard of them, you should go check it out anyways, because they're a bunch of really cool local bands. And there's an after party, I believe. So, yeah, go meet some new people. Last year, when it was really fun, and they had some comedy acts in between. So that's always like a cool break from all the bands, I guess. There will be some DJs playing. Everyone always gets really excited. Everyone gets really hyped, and they're all dancing around the stage. So it's a good time. And I think it's going to be really great weather this weekend. So it'll be cool that it's outdoor at Victory Square. So yeah, check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Next track that I'm going to play now is True Blood by Ango. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on the Student Special. And we'll be here till 1 o'clock today.
No cause to question my love. Shinerama is Canada's largest post-secondary fundraiser, raising funds for cystic fibrosis research. Join us for our main event, Shine Day, which is Saturday, September 8th, beginning at 9:30 a.m. at the Sub Ballroom on UBC campus. Join us in the streets of Vancouver, shining shoes, singing, dancing, or simply asking for donations for Cystic Fibrosis Canada. To get involved, contact us at shinerama@ams.ubc.ca or search for Shinerama UBC on Facebook and Twitter. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the student special. Some of the tracks that you just heard there were True Blue from Ango, Trouble from White Poppy, Phone Sex by Blood Diamonds featuring Grimes, and the last one is Start Making Sense by from Hot Panda from their album How Come I'm Dead. And Hot Panda is actually going to be one of the bands playing at CITR's Live at Lunch series happening during the first 2 weeks of September. So yeah, basically every single year CITR hosts this Live at Lunch series, and it happens from 12 to 1, and it's just outside of the Sub in that main, I guess, plaza area. And we set up a stage and we get local bands to play, and we have some tabling on the side, and usually people will sit on the knoll and watch what's happening. I don't really know if that area is still free for September, because they're doing a lot of construction right now. I can't keep track of what's being worked on or not, but it's going to be somewhere near the Sub in that main area. So yeah, look out for the CITR stage. We have some really cool bands that are going to be performing at during this Live at Lunch kind of phase. So Tuesday, September 4th, which is Imagine Day at UBC, we're going to be having ESL performing. Wednesday, September 5th, I think that's still to be announced. On Thursday is going to be Hot Panda. So that's that band that you just heard there. And then on Friday is actually the Welcome Back Barbecue. It's this huge event that's in the McKinney's Field. But yeah, basically that huge field by the bus loop. It's kind of like the block party at the end of the year, except this one's getting everyone back in. So this year actually has a really cool lineup. Hey Ocean's going to be performing, Morgan Page, Star Effer, Erica D and Honey La Rochelle as Minxie Jones, DJ She, and a lot of other bands. So if you're interested, if you want to get in on this Welcome Back Barbecue action, you can get tickets for $12. Those are the early bird prices, so better get your hands on those soon, because they started selling those on Monday. So yeah, those are early bird tickets for $12. There's only 500 of those. And then pre-sale is at $15. And then if you're one of those procrastinating people, you want to buy the tickets the day of, that'll be $18. And if you get a first week wristband, then it's free for you. So keep that in mind. Welcome Back Barbecue is from 2 to 9 p.m. And again, that's on Friday, September 7th. So keep that in mind. After that first week madness, there's a lot of stuff happening on the weekend. CITR on Saturday is going to be presenting Baletto El Paraiso, and that starts at 4 p.m. at the Gold Corp Center, for the arts as part of Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. So check that out if you're interested in Latin American culture, if you want to support that. On Saturday as well, Vancouver Co-op Radio is having their frequency change party, so that's going to be happening. And then on Sunday is Eternal Summers and Bleeding Rainbow at the Waldorf. So yeah, lot of stuff happening in this first week. It's going to be really crazy. It's going to be a lot of fun. You definitely won't be bored, because there'll be something going on every single day. If you're a student, there's a lot of stuff going on campus. So just look for events on our CITR page. I'm sure there's a lot of Facebook events as well. I'm going to play some music first, and then afterwards when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Live at Lunch the next week after, starting on September 10th, as well as a really cool event that we're having at the Norm Theater to kind of showcase Nardwar's old videos. It's called Nardwar's Video Vault, and it's a really cool event, so we'll talk about that after we play some music. Now I'm going to play a song called I Hate the Sun by the Old Wells, and the Old Wells will actually be performing at live at lunch as well. So listen to this track and find out when they're playing in September when school starts. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Some of the tracks that you just heard there were the OLs with their track I Hate the Sun, Bad Friend from Jay Arner, Playing Dead by Capital Six, and Radio Heartbeat from Mode Modern. Like I said a little bit earlier, the OLs, Jay Arner, and Capital Six are all going to be playing during the Live at Lunch series, and Mode Modern is going to be playing at Victory Square Block Party this coming Sunday. And that starts at around 2 p.m. and will run till about 9 p.m. So yeah, check out Mode Modern. It's a cool track there from their album Ghosts Emerging LP. And like I was talking about before, there's going to be the Live at Lunch happening during the first week, so that Tuesday to Thursday of that first week of school, so 4 to 6, I believe. And the next week on Monday, starting September 10th, there's going to be the Live at Lunch series starting again, and Monday is going to be Heat Wave playing, and also on the same day, there's going to be a live broadcast at President's Town Hall from 12 to 1 p.m., and on Tuesday, September 11th, the OLs are going to be performing for Live at Lunch. Wednesday is going to be Capital Six, which is one of the bands that you just heard there before I started talking. And then Thursday is going to be Jay Arner. And nothing on Friday. So, yeah, it's just going to be Monday to Thursday, the 10th to the 13th for that week after. And then on Saturday, we're going to be live broadcasting at the Fringe Festival. And also, there's a show that night after Fringe if you want to check out. It's going to be at the Astoria. And Crystal Swells, Bronco, Bad Weather California, and Lovely Bad Things are all going to be playing. So that's going to be a really cool show. It's going to be really fun. Yeah, it's a really packed week, actually. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of cool bands that you can see. And then, of course, like I was mentioning before, there is the event on Monday. And CITR is presenting this absolutely free event, and it's called Nardwar's Video Vault 2.0 Back to School Edition on Facebook, if you want to look that up. You should definitely go to this event. It's going to be really cool. Nardwar himself is going to be hosting this. So this is going to be in the Norm Theater. That's in the main concourse in the sub. So the student union building there at UBC campus. We're going to be starting Monday night at 6 p.m. and it'll probably go around till 9 p.m. But this is basically like a really cool opportunity to check out all the old videos that Nardwar has been a part of. He's interviewed like everyone from Snoop Dogg, you know, Jean Christian, Lady Gaga to Guar. So we're going to be playing all these cool videos, all these interviews. So it'll be really cool to see all these. And yeah, it's absolutely free, so why not come? It starts at 6 o'clock at the Norm Theater, and bring all your friends, tell all your friends about this. And it's going to be just a really fun event to see all these videos, you know, because they've been in a vault. And that's why we're bringing them back from the vault for this Nardwar event. So yeah, check this out. Find it on Facebook. I think you should find a link on our website as well, citr.ca, if you can't find it on Facebook. But it should be like posted on the CITR Facebook page as well. So check that out. Give it a scan. A lot of people going to come to this, hopefully. So it'll be really fun. And we're going to be hyping up this event the week before, starting on September 4th as well. We're going to be going around campus with a life-size cardboard cutout of Nardwar. I'm going to be taking pictures of people with the cutout around campus. So look out for that too. If you're around school during that time, cardboard cutouts are awesome. So you should definitely take a picture with one, because you got to have like the souvenir, you know. You want to take this with you forever and cherish it. But yeah, Anyways, going to get back to some music. This is Bleeding Rainbow, and this is from their Restless 7-inch, and the track is actually called Restless as well. They're going to be playing on September 9th on Sunday at the Waldorf with Eternal Summers. So check out this track. This is Bleeding Rainbow, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Walking on the sand, run real fast.
In need for some textbooks, the UBC Bookstore offers 5 textbook choices: used, new, custom, ebooks, and rentals. Personalized book lists are also offered starting August 13 through their website, bookstore.ubc.ca. Come in and visit, located at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support UBC campus.
Seven, five.
In need for some textbooks, the UBC Bookstore offers 5 textbook choices: used, new, custom, ebooks, and rentals. Personalized book lists are also offered starting August 13 through their website, bookstore.ubc.ca. Come in and visit, located at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support UBC campus.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Some of the tracks that you just heard there were Restless from Bleeding Rainbow, I'll Die Young for Rock and Roll by Eternal Summers, and that last one was We Are the Mirage, and that's a Rumen K bootleg from Prida and Empire of the Sun. Excuse me. Okay, so moving on, I guess, from that second week. September, just in general, is going to be really, really packed. It's just going to be go, go, go for everyone. It's going to be crazy. Because, okay, I guess there's all that, like, stuff happening with Live at Lunch during that second week, like, starting Monday, September 10th, I guess. And then on September 11th, which is that Tuesday, Shindig is going to be starting. So if you're not familiar with Shindig, it's the Battle of the Bands competition that CITR hosts every year, and it's going to be at the Railway Club. A lot of bands have performed at this, Real Boys, Tehran Horse, Pack AD. So it's like a really big event, and people get really excited about this. It's really cool. So it's every single Tuesday. I'm not sure when it ends exactly, but it lasts for quite a bit, like a couple months. And then, so yeah, that's going to be starting on September 11th, so keep that on your calendars. Go check that out on Tuesday at the Railway Club. And then if you're a UBC student, just remember that September 19th to 21st is Clubs Days. So especially if you're a first year or maybe even second year, this is a really good time for you to check out what's available at UBC. There's just so many clubs going on that it's really hard to, you know, just know which one is going to be for you and which one is going to be the best fit for you. So I mean, it takes a long time to figure things out. Like, don't be stressed out about it. For me, it took a long time to figure out, like, where I fit in everywhere. So Clubs Days is a great way to start with that, because you just kind of get exposed to a lot of different clubs, a lot of different communities. So it's a great way to expose yourself to different clubs that you haven't heard of ever before, because you figure out a lot of stuff at Clubs Days. So that's pretty awesome. That's going to be 19th to 21st, and it's usually going to be held in the sub on the first and second level. So make sure you go to the top as well, not just the bottom. And then September 21st, CITR is going to be hosting our DJ orientation. We started our DJ 101 program last year, so that was a really good success. That was a huge success. A lot of people came out for that. And we have orientations every month happening. And I believe Ochre is still running it. So that's going to be starting on the 21st. So if you've always been interested in learning how to DJ, learning how to play music, even if you're not a beginner, even if you have some experience, this is a great way to start. And we give you some more instruction as well as different opportunities that you can grab to play at different shows, venues. Maybe if you just want to play house parties for your friends, this is a great place to start as well. And then September 22nd, coming up after the day that we start our DJ orientations, we have a live broadcast for Recruit in Canada from 1 to 3 p.m. So stay tuned for that. And then September 23rd, the Ravionettes will be playing at Venue. I believe we're tabling for that. So if you're a volunteer and you want to get heads up on that, mark that down. Maybe swing by the station, see if you can help out at that show if you're a fan of the Ravionettes. I don't actually listen to a lot of the Ravionettes music, but I do have their Christmas album, and it is very, very good. I'm almost tempted to play it right now, even though it's August, but I decided to hold back on that maybe, and maybe I'll play it a little bit closer to Christmas. But I'm just saying, if you are a fan of Christmas music, you gotta get the Ravionettes album, because it's really, really good. And speaking of Christmas, if anyone has been to Costco lately, they're already starting to sell Christmas, like, decorations. And just, like, I want to tell them to relax a little bit, because school hasn't started. Halloween hasn't even happened. Thanksgiving hasn't happened. So maybe just calm down a little bit. But I don't know. Costco's always been really kind of an eager beaver when it comes to holidays. So whatever, that's cool. They got that going on. I'm going to play some music, and then we'll talk about a little bit more shows coming up in September. And so if you want to figure out what, if you want to plan your month out in terms of shows, stay tuned. And then I'll give you some more updates on shows you want to check out for September. But in the meantime, I'm going to be playing Ben's Tour from the Gun Control EP by Weed. And they'll be playing at Victory Square Block Party as well. So if you're a fan of Weed, if you're funk of, if you're a fan, not funk, if you're a fan of lo-fi stuff, you'll want to check this out. Yeah, again, Block Party is going to start at 2, and it's at Victory Square. So here is Ben's Tour, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
what's the fuss? All I want are your lips, redder than rose hips, sleeping next to my desire. Show me what to live for and how to give more, because of you I believe. You and I can phone at the perfect moment, freedom, nationality.
Yeah. Want to be a kidney hero? Don't know how? It's simple. Join the Kidney Walk in August. Walkers are invited to join friends, family, and neighbors to walk. Bring pledges and take the first steps in becoming a kidney hero by registering to be an organ donor. For more information on how and when you can be a kidney hero, visit www.kidney.bc.ca. That's www.kidney.bc.ca. Be a hero. Save lives. Register.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Some of the tracks that you just heard there were Ben's Tour from Weed, I'm Just Me from Diamond Rings, and Grand Loves from Purity Ring from their album Shrines, which just came out this earlier summer. And it's been doing really well. I think a lot of people have generally reacted really well to it, and it's gotten some pretty good reviews. So I don't know, Purity Ring's doing really well right now, and it's a really great album, so if you like that track, pretty sure you'll love the rest of the album. It's really good. Okay, so just finishing up for the month of September, some of the shows that you might want to check out are on September 28th, Sparkmarker, Carpenter, and Narrows at the Rickshaw, and then on the 29th, He's My Brother, She's My Sister is playing with Good for Grapes and Shaky Graves at the Electric Owl. And then in the last day of September there, Word on the Street Festival is going to be happening. And then there will be a CITR panel, so make sure to check that out. And if you are curious about any of the other events that are happening in September, just like go to our website, CITR.ca, and check out the... events that we have posted there. We have like a blog with all the upcoming stuff, and then just browse our website, check out some stuff. You can find more information on Shindig there, as well as Live at Lunch. So if you miss anything here, just feel free to go there, check things out. You should be able to find everything you're looking for. And if you missed out on the first part of the show, for students who are overwhelmed with first week, some things that you might want to check out is the Victory Square Block Party happening this Sunday. A lot of cool local bands playing, and that's going to be starting at 2 p.m. at Victory Square. So that's this Sunday, and Victory Square is on Pender and Canby. So check that out to chill out before school gets going. And then, of course, it's a long weekend, so nothing happening on Monday. But if you're going to school on Imagine Day, which is a great idea if you're first or second year student, to kind of get a hold of what's happening on campus, definitely check out our booth on Main Mall, as well as our table out on the main stage. We're going to be having our first Live at Lunch show happening with ESL, and so that's going to be happening from noon to 1 p.m. So go check out Live at Lunch. We're going to have a table there, talk to some of our student execs, some of our staff, and then come say hi to us at Main Mall as well. We're going to have some swag. We're going to be playing some music. I believe our DJ Ochre is going to be there. So yeah, feel free to swing by. And then every single day for the rest of the week, except for Friday, we're also going to be having other live at lunch shows, which will be somewhere around the sub. And then if you've never been to Welcome Back Barbecue, this is the year to check it out. This year, Hey Ocean, Morgan Page, Star Effer, Erica D, and Honey La Rochelle as Minxie Jones, as well as DJ She are playing, and a lot of other bands as well. But if you're interested, this is a huge party for like UBC students coming back. It's happening on Friday, so you don't have to worry about getting up for school the next morning. That's going to be starting at 2 as well. And if you are interested, you can go to the Outpost on campus to get tickets. And these start going on sale on Monday. So early bird tickets are probably running out quickly. That's $12 for the first 500 tickets. Pre-sale then starts at $15. And then if you're still making up your mind, you get tickets on the day of for $18. And if you have a first week wristband, then you get free access to Welcome Back Barbecue. So yeah, definitely check that out if you've never been. It's always like crazy, awesome, chaotic, hectic time. There's a beer garden if you're old enough for that. So yeah, it's a good time. Great to hang out with your friends, kind of let loose before school actually starts, because first week doesn't really count. So yeah, that's what's happening. And make sure to say hi to us at Live at Lunch for the first 2 weeks. Those are happening from 12 to 1. And we're going to have a table set up. We're going to have really cool bands playing. So make sure to swing by, say hi. And I really hope that you all have a good first week. I'm a little excited, a little dreading start of school, but it's inevitable. All right. For Soon Special wraps up, I'm going to play this last track by Trust. And then if you want to stick around after the show, Democracy Now! Is going to be playing. So check that out. But besides that, thank you for listening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Special. And we are here every single Wednesday from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Happy Hump Day, by the way.